And a very good Thursday morning to you, Marlins Nation. Thanks for rewinding with us, Steven Strom here. Marlins pick up their second victory of the year. What a victory it was at Yankee Stadium. They hold on to beat the Yanks 5-2. As always, for the recap, here's your radio voice of the Miami Marlins, Kyle Seeloff.
It'll be a happy flight home for the Miami Marlins. For the second time this season, the Marlins find themselves in the win column, and they upend the New York Yankees by a final score of 5-2 in the Bronx here tonight, behind a terrific five-inning start by Ryan Weathers. Did not allow a run on three hits. It was dramatic down the stretch. Tanner Scott, his first save of the season. It was a five-out save to put the finishing touches on a 5-2 victory for Miami here in the Big Apple tonight. You're listening to the 10th Inning Show, brought to you by Werner Hoffman, Greg, and Garcia, your trusted workers' compensation and personal injury lawyers. Back with me now in the broadcast booth is Rod Allen and partner. Hey, it's a 2-4 road trip. They showed signs of progress the last two nights, really, for me, the way that they kind of manufactured runs, lost 3-2 in game two. Certainly could have gone either way. And tonight, it was kind of edge of your seat. It took some guts. Ryan Weathers was great. Jake Berger, the birthday boy, had a big homer. It was just a really nice win for the ball club.
Well, we talked about it at the beginning of the contest, and we said that Ryan Weathers, if he was going to win today, he had to pitch the best game of his life, because this clearly is the best offense that he's ever seen. I mean, when you start looking at a Volpe and a Soto and a Judge and a Stanton and a Rizzo, that top five is tough to match in any capacity as far as major league teams are concerned. But he went out there and he overpowered him with his fastball. This Yankees team is tough to beat. They fouled off about 16, 17 pitches against Weathers, and he just did not give in. And I just love the fact that he was not going to throw breaking balls over the heart of the plate and let these guys beat him up. He was going to challenge them with fastballs. And you got to love Jake Berger. He had the biggest hit of the night.
So the Marlins win last Sunday. Happy flight to New York from St. Louis. And now we'll enjoy a wonderful 2.5-hour flight home. But talk to me about the progress that you are seeing being made. I'm sure it's not just in one department or area, but they're just playing better baseball. And maybe it just simply starts on the mound.
It does start on the mound, because the last time we won a game, it was Max Meyer on the mound that was doing his thing. So the two babies have really shown up in the rotation so far this year and gotten the team in a situation where they've won a couple of games. But I love what Max Meyer did. I'm looking forward to watching him next time. I love the fact that Weathers threw his fastball today about 55% of the time, which is more than any other starter has pretty much done all year long. And I just hope that that's the pattern that we start to see. We got a bunch of guys that throw hard, but a lot of guys that like to spin the baseball too. So I like to see more fastballs, because it's the hardest pitch to hit.
Weathers was great. Hoeing, Nardi, and Bender did their job. Tanner Scott, brilliant for five outs. Marlins beat the Yankees 5-2. That was a lot of fun this week, Rod, and we'll do it again soon, my man.
Absolutely.
I'll see you on the bird.
All right, boss.
All right, Marlins beat the Yankees 5-2. Let's take a listen and break this one down for you here tonight. This was a scoreless ball game through two innings, a matchup that featured and pitted Ryan Weathers against the veteran right-hander, the 32-year-old out of New York, Marcus Stroman. Marlins left a man on in the first, so too did the Yankees. Both sides went quietly in the second. The Marlins, however, would have their big breakthrough in the third, leading things off in the third inning, an inning in which the Marlins would send eight men to the plate, was Nick Gordon, who walked. Nick Fortes, with Gordon at first, got the hit and run sign. Gordon was flashing towards second base. It was essentially a pitch out from Stroman, but Fortes, somehow, he was able to hit the ball on the ground through the vacated right side of the diamond. So it was a base hit for Fortes that sent Gordon to third. And with runners at first and third, with nobody out in the top of the third inning in a scoreless game, Luis Arraez was finally looking to collect his first run bat at the end of the season. The pitch is hit on the ground, left side, pass Birdie and Volpe into left field, the base hit. It's the first RBI of the season for Luis Arraez. He's fired up as he gets the first, and the Marlins lead 1-0 on the Luis Arraez RBI single here in the third. And then after the third strikeout of the night by Marcus Stroman, with Josh Bell at the plate, the birthday boy Jake Berger came sauntering to the dish. 0-1 to count the pitch. Is swung on and hit in the air to left field. Going back Verdugo. Going back Judge. Looking up and it's gone. It's a three-run bomb for the birthday boy, Jake Berger. The Marlins are teeing off on Marcus Stroman here in the third, and they've got themselves a 4-0 cushion.
Look out, Jake Berger. I see you, young fella.
It was a 4-run, 3-hit top of the third inning for the Miami Marlins, and come to find out, that's all they would need here tonight. That really allowed Ryan Weathers to settle in. He worked around a pair of two-out hits in the third. Marlins went quietly in the fourth. Weathers then in the bottom of the fourth inning allowed a one-out single and a one-out walk. Then he worked out of things. He struck out Alex Verdugo looking. He got John Birdie to ground out to end any threat in the fourth. Still 4-0 going to the fifth inning. Marlins went quietly in the fifth. That would be Marcus Stroman's final inning tonight. He went five innings, allowed 4 runs, 4 hits, 4 walks, and 7 strikeouts. And then in Ryan Weathers' final inning of the night, he was perfect in the fifth inning facing Trevino, Volpe, and Soto. So then it was a battle in the bullpens after five. The first man for the Yankees out of the bullpen tonight was Luke Weaver. He stranded one in the sixth. In the bottom of the sixth inning for the Marlins, Brian Hoeing came on to pitch. The first man he faced was Aaron Judge. He struck him out swinging. And the next man he was tasked with facing was Giancarlo Stanton, who had never in his life hit a home run against the Marlins. In fact, it was the only team he had yet to hit a home run against in the big leagues in his career. The 1-0 is swung on, hit high and deep right field. This thing is crushed. He threw him a sinker, and that is gone. The Yankees are on the scoreboard. Giancarlo Stanton, his fourth bomb of the season. It's 4-1 here in the sixth. But that would be all for the Yankees in the sixth inning. Hoeing would settle right back in. He got Anthony Rizzo to pop out to shortstop, and then Gleyber Torres struck out looking. So at that juncture of the ballgame, two-thirds of the way home here tonight, it was 4-1 Miami. In the seventh, Marlins went fairly quietly. They got a leadoff single from Nick Gordon, who was sacrificed to second by Nick Fortes, but then Luis Arraez flew out to left, and Josh Bell lined out to center field to end any threat for the Marlins in the seventh. Bottom of the seventh inning for the Marlins, Andrew Nardi came on. He struck out Alex Verdugo. He got John Birdie to ground out to third. And then Trevino, the catcher, flew out to left. And it was still 4-1 going to the eighth. Marlins would get nothing in the eighth. And then in the bottom of the eighth inning is where things got dicey for the Marlins. There was a leadoff walk to Anthony Volpe, and the next batter due up for the Yankees was Juan Soto. He was facing Anthony Bender. And the pitch is swung on in line. Down the right field line, that's a fair ball. It's going to roll into the corner. This place explodes. Sanchez is on it. Volpe rounds third. Coming towards the plate, there won't be a throw. It's 4-2 Miami now after the RBI double from Juan Soto with nobody out.
The leadoff.
Yeah, there was nobody out, and the Marlins really at that juncture had to hunker down. And they did. The next man due up for the Yankees was Aaron Judge, and there was a common theme. Judge was in a ton of pressure cooker situations tonight, and for the Marlins, fortunately, he did not come through in the clutch. In the eighth inning, Judge struck out swinging, and then Skip Schumacher was out of the dugout. And with 1 win and 11 losses on the ledger this season, Skip said, "I ain't monkeying around with an off day tomorrow. Come on in, Tanner Scott, and get me 5 outs." Well, he would do it, but it wasn't easy. The first man that he faced was Giancarlo Stanton. He walked him. Yankees trailing by 2, had runners at first and second base with 1 out in the eighth inning. But Scott would get Anthony Rizzo to pop out to shallow center, and then he struck out Gleyber Torres swinging. So it was 4-2 going to the top of the ninth inning. The Marlins were in desperate need of an insurance run, and they would get it. Dennis Santana, big, tall righty on the mound for the New York Yankees, allowed a leadoff opposite field single to Tim Anderson after a flyout by Brian De La Cruz. Nick Gordon walked. There were runners at first and second base with 1 out in the bottom, or the top of the ninth inning, rather. And the batter at the plate for the Marlins was Nick Fortes. 0-2, the pitch. There goes the runners, and there's a ground ball hit wide of short. Volpe's got it. Long throw to first. Anderson coming towards the plate, and he's safe. And Fortes is safe at first. It's 5-2 Miami. Heads up. It was a bad throw by Volpe. Credit Tim Anderson. Even if Volpe threw the ball on time and on target to Anthony Rizzo, Anderson was going to score all the way from second base because he was taking off on that pitch to Nick Fortes. He never broke stride rounding third. So the Marlins got a big insurance tack-on run in the ninth inning. It would ultimately go a pretty long way in this ballgame. Scott collected the final two outs of the eighth, bottom of the ninth inning, and it was kind of edge of your seat, hang on tight, buckle up, and really fasten it tightly. Verdugo grounded out three unassisted to Emmanuel Rivera, who was in the game for Josh Bell. There was nobody on, one out, Yankees trailing by three. John Birdie collected an infield single, and then after a pop-up off the bat of Trevino with two outs, Birdie at first with Volpe at the plate took second on defensive indifference, but Tanner Scott walked Anthony Volpe. He then walked Juan Soto. The bases were loaded with New York Yankees in the bottom of the ninth inning with two outs. The Marlins led by three, and the batter at the plate representing the final hope for the Yankees at that time was Aaron Judge. To lock down the Marlins' second victory of the season, you said it wasn't going to be easy. It has been anything but. They're on their feet in the Bronx. Here comes the 1-0 pitch, and it swung on, hit in the air, center field. This should do it. Chisholm started back, comes in. He's there to make the catch, and the ball game is over. For Tanner Scott, it's his first save of the season. And for Ryan Weathers, who tossed five innings of shutout ball against the Yankees here tonight, congratulations. It's his first victory as a Miami Marlin. And the Miami Marlins hang on to beat the New York Yankees here tonight by a final score of 5-2. Weathers with the win, Stroman with the loss, Scott with his first save of 2024. The Marlins are 2. Well, I know things have not been going particularly well, but that was a fun ball game to be a part of here tonight, and it is so early in the season, and I understand folks are sick and tired of hearing that, especially with the way things look in the win-loss column right now, but hang in there. We'll see. This team could get on a roll. It's a great win over the New York Yankees here tonight. So taking a look at the totals for you. 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors, 5 men left on base for the Marlins. And for the Yankees, 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error, 10 men left on base for the Bronx Bombers. The win indeed does go to Ryan Weathers, who was brilliant. 5 shutout innings against this really prolific offense in the Yankees. Marcus Stroman allowed his first earned runs in pinstripes tonight. He falls the 1-1. Tanner Scott, his first save of the season. Total time of game, 2 hours and 50 minutes. 36,295 in attendance on this breezy and cool Wednesday night in the Bronx. Other notable performances for the Marlins tonight included Jake Berger, who was 1-for-4 at the plate, but his 3-run homer in the top of the third inning tonight was the difference. And after the ballgame, he caught up with our very own Steven Strom.
All right, Kyle, thank you. Here with Jake Berger. First of all, this is a great birthday gift for you. Take me through 5-out save for Tanner Scott and just the arms tonight against the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, Weathers came out here and, you know, did what he does. You know, it's 2 starts in a row where he's put together some quality innings. And, you know, he's definitely electric, and we love playing behind him. He works really fast, and, you know, he's always awesome when he has the rock in his hand. And obviously, Tanner, you know, anytime he's in the game, you're feeling good about it. And, you know, hopefully this upcoming homestand, we can get him in there in the ninth a few more times.
Jake, you're becoming a little bit of a Yankee killer. A home run here tonight. Just, what's it like hitting a bomb like that in this environment, in this stadium?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this place is so magical, and, you know, the fans are incredible here. You know, they're super loud and high energy and love their guys. And so, you know, obviously they got the better of me the first 2 games, and I was hearing it from their fans, and you know, fortunately got a pitch to drive, and it feels good to hit a homer here, that's for sure.
What's the hope with this sort of win? What can it do for a team that's going back for a nice little homestand and get some tough opponents?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good ball team over there, you know, 10-3 or something like that, you know. And so you know, anytime you can come away to Yankee Stadium and get a game, especially getaway day, you know, hopefully roll that over into the homestand. And you know, from our bats, you know, we saw a lot of quality at bats. Yep. Tonight, a lot of walks, you know, working counts, you know, not going to start her out in the 5th or 6th or whatever it was. You know, that bodes well. And you know, hopefully we start putting together at bats like that more and more. That's our motto, you know, pass the baton. And you know, when we're playing our best style of baseball, it's when we're passing that.
Jake, happy birthday. Thank you for the time. Great win, and I'll see you on the bird.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right, Kyle, back to you.
All right, very good stuff. That was Steven Strom downstairs with Jake Berger after the ballgame. Happy stinking birthday. I agree. That's a heck of a birthday. And now we get to fly home to paradise. That's a pretty good birthday gift. as well. Marlins beat the Yankees 5-2 here tonight. And for the Marlins, let's count them up. That would be 6 punch-outs. And that means that $150 will be donated to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative to fight against cancer. For every strikeout this season, $25 will be donated to the Drive Pink Initiative.
Okay, Kyle, thank you. Let's head down and listen to a very much relieved Skip Schumacher after the Marlins hung on to beat the Yankees 5-2.
Skip, you always say it starts with starting pitching. What impressed you most about Weathers tonight?
Ground ball rate was really good. I thought some of his best stuff maybe of the year. I think the 8-3 ball counts probably hurt him, you know, to get more innings. I know he was frustrated with that because he had really good stuff. I think he could have gone 6 or 7 innings, but I thought he did a really nice job.
Offensively, you guys knocked out Stroman after 5 innings. It really worked the pitch count. Is this the type of patient at-bats that you'd like to see from the hitters?
I thought it started with Gordon with a big walk to start the big third inning, I think it was. And then Nick Fortes executed a perfect hit and run, got everybody going, and Berger, you know, with the big, big home run. But I thought it was up and down the lineup, a lot of good at-bats, try to get the ball off the ground as much as we could. Stroman's tough. I mean, his ground ball rate is super high. He's always one pitch away from a double play, but our guys did a nice job tonight.
2 hidden runs, or at least runners in motion to get 2 runs, just the value of the movement on the base path to be able to manufacture some offense there.
There were some running opportunities, you know, for our guys. There was only 1 called hit and run, but Nick executed perfectly. I thought the guys did a really good job game planning for the stolen base opportunities and took advantage of them. And I think the one of the reasons why we won today was because of other than the Sanchez kind of blunder, the base running was really good.
Tanner having him go for 5 outs, just what way to bring him in with 1 out in the 8th and then just watching him have to maneuver through bases loaded in the 9th?
He hasn't pitched in 4 days, I think. And I love Bender's stuff. It was nothing against Bender. Had a big strikeout right before that against Judge, I think. But if I felt like we were going to go down, we're going down with our best. Tanner would have killed me if we didn't use him today. He was pissed I didn't use him yesterday. He didn't tell me that, but it felt like it when I was working out with him this morning. So I wasn't going to not use him again. And the last thing I want to do is, you know, if someone clicks one right there and he's sitting in the bullpen and, you know, it's a tie game or something. So I felt really good about Tanner against anybody. And he did a really good job, almost 40 pitches tonight against, I'm a really good lineup. I'm glad I don't have to see Soto for a while.
With Berger, just he's come up with some big hits for you guys already this year. 3-run homer there to help build the lead up to 4 runs. Just the importance of that home run and just what he's done for you guys in the early going.
Home run on his birthday. I think that's pretty good day for him. I think overall just a really good job by him. He expanded the zone was expanded at times tonight, and he still stayed within his game plan and his approach, and got a really good pitch to hit. And yeah, he's been one of the bright spots, no doubt about it, in the middle of the order. You know, it's his first real full season in the big leagues, and we're giving a lot on his plate with middle of the order and playing every day, and he's doing a really nice job. Yeah, it has. The game planning's been executed as good as anybody's. Mabry and Brent Brown last year, and then obviously Billy Miller now here with Jason Hart. They've done a fantastic job with him, and it's all about the preparation, and then you got to execute. He's a smart kid. He's executing well.
When he joined you guys, what was the message from the coaching staff?
Using the whole field. It wasn't just pull side home runs. I know he hit a pull side home run today, but it's using the whole field, and he's a better hitter than just power hitter. And he's showing how good of a hitter he is here.
How much did you need this victory tonight?
We need every victory. I mean, we put ourselves in a little bit of a hole. You can't lose, the whole season or win a World Series in April or May, but you can not get into the playoffs if you continue on this losing skid here. So we definitely need to get on a run here. It's always nice winning on getaway day, and hopefully, heading into the off day, we can build some momentum against a tough Braves team. I'm always good with the blood pressure. I'm good. I don't have to hit anymore. I'm good.
With Hoeing, Nori, and Bender, besides for the home run, giving up the stand, how good was it that they were just able to hold the lead and keep it close?
Well, that's why they're in there. I'm not putting them in there to give it up. So they're doing a really nice job. Nardi, I feel like, is back to where he needs to be. His velocity is up. Slider command is a lot better. and Hoeing were putting in different roles. So for him not to only be the long guy, but going in the middle of a really tough order tonight, did an excellent job.
How good was it to see Weathers win this game at Yankee Stadium? His father won the World Series for the Yankees in 96. How good was it to be him there?
I don't think it was this stadium. but no, I think, you know, anytime, you know, Jackson Holliday just got called up with Matt watching, you know, having Weathers watch his son in Yankee Stadium, it's got to be a special moment for both of them.
You mentioned the plate discipline that you guys had in the ninth inning to respond after the Yankees had, you know, gotten the tying run at the plate in that ninth inning. How impressed were you with that? And is that something that you hope to carry over when your team gets, you know, punched in the face and there's a rally for the opposing team and you come right back in the next half?
Yeah, we've been punched in the face quite a bit this year already. And I felt like it started last night with the fight back. And kind of carried over to today. That was the hope, and I think you know, that's who we are, and starting to build that identity of you know, fighting back, and that's kind of what we want to be and who we want to be known for, and hopefully that's that carries over.
Ryan Weathers picked up his first win of 2024, and it was one of his best in a Marlins uniform. 5 frames, 3 hits, no runs, 1 punch out, 3 walks against this tough Yankee lineup. Let's hear what Weathers had to say after his outing.
Ryan, we'll start with your outing. 5 scoreless. How would you assess your outing today?
Oh, it was really good. You know, escaped some jams there. Third inning, pitch count kind of got a little bit up. Just got to keep attacking, pound the zone early. Got to, you know, land some more off-speed early in counts. But to get through that lineup with 5 scoreless is it's huge.
And how were you able to navigate the innings where you had a little traffic and a couple of walks?
You know, just settling down and having to make a pitch. Just made a lot of good 3-2 pitches tonight. Just had to make them put the ball in play.
How special was this one for you personally? I know it wasn't exactly where your dad won the World Series, but then him having been a Yankee and you getting, I believe this is your first win as a Marlin.
Yeah. You know, it's really cool. I've always heard stories of him in 96. Obviously, I wasn't born yet, but just hearing all the stories of him winning it here, and it's just really cool to kind of, you know, be a second generation and come here and win a ball game.
How much did it help to have some early run support there?
Oh, for sure. Anytime you can get some early run support, it just kind of eases the nerves a little bit. So, no, awesome job by the offense tonight.
We've seen you steadily start to build. Just how do you feel your progression has gone and how you're starting to trend?
Feels good. I think that's 3 separate outings with different, you know, percentages of pitches. So being able to use kind of the whole arsenal and, you know, throw, you know, a few more 2-seamers tonight, you know, it's been huge for me.
Team perspective, how sweet was this win?
Awesome. I mean, anytime you can get a win in a big league ball game, you know, Tanner coming in, getting a 5-out save, you know, Bender right there getting Judge out. That was a huge out in that inning. Just props to the offense and the bullpen for closing it out.
Were you aware at all the year since you last won was across town here?
No, I had no clue. I was just out there trying to fire every pitch the best I could.
All right, we have an off day today. Back at it on Friday night. With a date with the Atlanta Braves, Trevor Rogers will make his 3rd start of the season. It'll be a 7:10 first pitch, 6:40 Marlins on deck. As always, we hope you can join us on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.